CNN News Selection number 4. But you promised.
For a president who has relentlessly promised to get the federal government out of the way of states, businesses, and individuals.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
The new stance on marijuana seems a sudden turnaround and an outrageous one for some. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado erupting.
And we were told that states' rights would be protected.
Saying he was promised no such move was coming.
I will be putting today a hold on every single nomination from the Department of Justice until Attorney General Jeff Sessions lives up to the commitment that he made to me.
President Obama often criticized the enforcement of pot laws.
When you end up having very heavy criminal penalties for individual users that have been applied unevenly, and in some cases with a racial disparity. I think that is a problem.
And the nation has clearly been moving his way. Gallup found a record 64% of Americans in favor of legalizing pot last fall. And in the 22 years since California approved medical marijuana, the National Conference of State Legislatures notes 28 more states, the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico, have enacted similar laws, including Colorado, which is one of a handful allowing recreational use. The pot industry there is now valued well over $1 billion, generating hundreds of millions in tax revenues. Did candidate Trump want to interfere with that?
I wouldn't do that, no. I think it should be up to the states, absolutely.
But now that he is president, some who have staked their livelihoods on the burgeoning business are at best bummed.
We fully expect the president to uphold his campaign pledge to stay out of the way of these laws that are working so well in states across the country.
Interestingly, the U.S. attorney for the Colorado district has already said he doesn't see this making any immediate difference in terms of enforcement, that they will continue to focus on people who represent a significant threat to the public, and by that he's clearly indicating people who are dealing in marijuana illegally. Tom Foreman, CNN, Washington.